put this in context is that the entire worldwide market for investments in clean technology and renewable energies last year was somewhere between $150 billion and $175 billion. And the stimulus package that was passed and signed by the president included $140 billion ultimately in spending for renewables and clean technology. So essentially, the U.S. government is matching the entire worldwide investment in this space from the year before.
Wow, that's huge. And so where do you see the biggest changes taking place? Is it IT, or is it in construction, or how do you see this manifesting?
Well, Jane, you have to recognize that the purpose of the stimulus package was jobs. And so that the bulk of the spending really was targeted at some areas that they believe could generate jobs over the 2-year time span of the legislation. So a very significant amount of that money is really aimed at building out large generation projects, building out the infrastructure for renewable energy delivery, meaning transmission.
So the power line grid, the power grid that they've been talking about.
Well, the power grid or the smart grid that people talk about.
Right.
But you have to understand that a lot of that is not necessarily building out lines. That's fairly low tech. We know how to do that. A lot of the investment will go into how do you deploy new technologies that will upgrade and modernize that grid. So while we talk about it as transmission lines, really what a lot of that is IT.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if I put a windmill in my yard or I create a windmill farm and I put that into the grid has to sense that electricity going back and forth, and so that takes technology investments.
That's correct, and that's at the generation end. And at the other end, you need to be able to handle consumers who are using electricity in different ways, who are getting price signals from their utility and enabling their washing machine to delay itself for an hour or two until a different price time, or enabling their thermostat to move up by 2 degrees in the summer automatically in response to a price signal by the utility, which enables it to prevent demand spikes in electricity use.
That's an awful smart thermostat.
Well, so what types of companies do you see being funded? Is this money for development by companies we know well? I mean, for Whirlpool to build a better washing machine or Honeywell to build a better thermostat? Or do you see startups in the classic Silicon Valley way?
Well, I think you see quite a wide range of companies, and those are going to range from companies like GE, very quite large companies, that are really in the business of deploying these technologies, down to the very newest startups. And a lot of the spending is targeted, particularly the spending that is coming through research grants and loan guarantees, that is targeted toward companies that are developing and deploying new innovative technologies.
And so these technologies, well, let me just reintroduce you so folks out there listening know who we're talking to this morning. We're talking to Tim Newell, Managing Director at Merriman Curran Ford and Company, San Francisco-based investment bank that specializes in green technology. All right, so you say it's really going to be across the board, but do you see a thrust, and I guess I asked this earlier, and you answered it with the smart grid question, but do you see IT being the biggest thrust for some of the monies that are going to be out there?
IT is one of the areas, Jane, but it really is just one of the areas that's out there. You're going to see a lot of emphasis on renewable energy generation, so deploying new facilities to do solar and wind and geothermal and biomass, and you're going to see a lot of emphasis on efficiency. And IT...
Does that mean going back and retrofitting homes to take in these new technologies?
It can be retrofitting homes. It can be retrofitting buildings and government buildings, for instance. But it is also implementing technology to change products and how they use electricity, for instance, to make them more efficient.
Now, one of the great goals of the stimulus bill was transparency, so people could know where and how the money was being spent. And in the Silicon Valley venture capital model, you have a fund, and you get people to buy into that fund, and then you have smart people at venture capital companies, and they pick entrepreneurs they think will be winners. They develop products, and then, you know, it plays out. Maybe the company gets sold. How does federal stimulus money enter this kind of investment food chain?
There's two ways. About half of the bill is really taken up by tax credits, production tax credits and investment tax credits. And those happen just by being applied across the board, across the range of investments.
Mm-hmm.
But about half the spending is really directed by the federal government, either in terms of loan guarantees or research grants or other areas. And in that case, it is a little bit of unknown territory, because this is something at this scale is not something that the Department of Energy has done before. And so the biggest news is that the federal government is now the largest investor in this space. But it's also the biggest challenge is that the federal government is now the largest investor in this space.
And would you say the feeling in the Valley is that the age of semiconductor and microelectronics is the driver of the just unprecedented growth that's happened there, and it's really affected the whole world, that green energy and greenness is the next integrated circuit?
And are we going to see investment pouring in to green technology firms?
Well, clearly in Silicon Valley, the investors are putting their money where their mouth is in terms of green technology. And over the last several years, green technologies have emerged as the fastest growing area of venture capital investments. And it is very clearly seen as the next wave to follow areas like computers and semiconductors and biotechnology. And in fact, is really seen as an investment sector that is going to not only follow those, but be significantly larger over time than all of those.
Well, I guess if you have IBM buying Sun, that's really the end of an era, isn't it?
This is a business where what you know happens every day is that the world changes every day.